Welcome back. Cody Sanchez, Contrarian Thinking, opening up minds and building bank accounts. This week, the Great Resignation, making money off of other people finding themselves. You can smell the rain before you see it. The wind carries its scent through the air. The heaviness in the breeze caresses your skin. You feel it in your bones, the tension of thunderclouds bringing electricity that ripples. Rain. You can feel it before you see it. Well, there is another thunderstorm coming our way, except this one will spread across a nation. It's called the Great Resignation, where 55% of all Americans start looking for a new gig, and the companies who employ them start figuring out, what the hell do we do about this? Imagine this for a moment. You have a team right now, 10 people, let's say. By the end of the year, 5 or 6 will be gone. Yep, 1 out of every 2 employees is looking for a new job in the coming 12 months. Now, will they all actually move? I don't know. But probably more than ever before will. You see, we have gotten to spend some real time with ourselves over the past year and a half. Time in the mirror, staring into faces a bit older and with a wrinkle or two more than anticipated. Time wondering if this job we have now as a marketing rep or a bank teller is the title we really want on our tombstone. Time to wonder if we want to go back into the office with all those people we quote-unquote have to work alongside. We've had brushes with death, we've counted the lives lost to a disease daily, and I think we've all decided that our lives should be our own, that they are fleeting and ephemeral, and we better seize them. But this Great Resignation will have ripples wide and beyond ourselves. Let's take a walk down the road of how to batten down the hatches and seize the wind. So today, in less than 10 minutes, we're going to dive into the Great Resignation, what it is, why it's happening, what this means for markets and companies today and tomorrow, the Great Renegotiation, my new word for a new trademark of what to do, how to play it for employees, contractors, or business owners, and how to invest in it. Stocks to play when hiring is hard. The Great Resignation. While the media typically, capital L, loves to name things, i.e. Great Recession, Great Resignation, this great is real. It's here, and it's going to be a hurricane. Look at these statistics. In April, more than 4 million employees quit their jobs. Another 4 million did in June. That's 56% of Gen Z workers said they were unhappy with work-life balance at their job. I can relate. More than 9 million open positions still exist. It's all-time highs in the U.S. 66% of Gen Z and 73% of my generation millennials say they're going to switch jobs. Why are they going to switch jobs? To get more control. So more than 60% of both groups want to find new jobs for a chance to work remotely. It's maybe why remote jobs searches are up about 460%. Since I invest in companies across boring business land, I can tell you, the small companies are feeling it, with signs across the country like this. This image is amazing. We're short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff that did show up. No one really wants to work anymore. Hiring all positions, and then a few more things. Or this. At McDonald's, there's a sign that says, interviews, get $50 for an interview. That's a new one. I've never seen that before. Or how about this? A sign that says, due to no staff, we are closed. We are hiring. Here's a number. Thank you. Lastly, hey parents, you got a 14 and 15-year-old? Do they need a job? We'll hire them. That's Burger King. You birthed them. I guess they could pay you back. So the thing is, markets and companies, we are going to feel these ripples. Here you see there's a graph that is basically showing that fewer workers are coming off of unemployment than normally would with this many job openings. This is going to continue to happen. The big companies are going to be able to weather it and get bigger. The smaller companies are going to wither and die. The big companies are going to pass down the costs of the goods to them. The small companies are not going to be able to. And inflation, it is not our friend, but it is coming. So what do we do about this? There's two sides to this coin. First, let's start with if you're an employee. The Great Renegotiation means make more money right now. How to play it as employees and contractors. If I could tell you one thing today, one thing only, it would be renegotiate your earnings if you are an employee or a contractor. I remember when I worked in finance and was building out a big division for our firm. I was working 60 plus hours, just grinding, but I wasn't hitting the monetary goal I wanted. So I reached out to my boss at the time, a very intimidating man who took all meetings while still typing, rarely smiled, had a penchant for socks with people's faces on them, I don't know, and anyway, who he scared me. So I had never in 2 years renegotiated my salary. Stupid. I got a crazy idea to change that. I asked for a meeting, persisted when I got rescheduled a few times, and even flew to see him in person. I worked remote. Finally in his office, sweating in my quote unquote, I mean business button down, I put a napkin on my hand across the desk. Then I said, Andy, I have grown this business by, and I'm going to make up some numbers, 100%, brought in 50% more revenue, hired 12 more people, grown the division 200%, and I think I've done a pretty good job at it thus far, haven't I? He responds with a wary, yes. I smiled my most glittery smile. Great. Well, I'm not anywhere near done. Here's where I see the business in 1, 3, 5 in years. I proceed to wow him with my vision and statistics. Then I say, so, I wanted to ask you something. I have a number on this napkin I want to hit in pay this year. I figured everything big and cool created probably got written on a bar napkin at one point or another. As I slide the napkin over to him, I say, if I hit these goals this year on this napkin, is there any reason I wouldn't be able to make this amount? And I show it to him. And then I say, and if so, that's okay. Just tell me what I need to hit to get that number. It's a big personal goal of mine to make that much, and it's a bigger personal goal to return 3x that to the company. He smiles. You're hysterical with this whole napkin thing. And yeah, I think we can commit to that. I try to suppress the smile. Perfect. I'll fill your office with napkins with faces on them when we hit it together. He chuckles and went back to his day. Now, you don't need to use a napkin, but you do need to ask for what you are worth. More ideas to do that here. You don't deserve a pay increase just because you want one. Sorry, you don't. But you do deserve one if you can show you are creating more value for your company. Same for if you're a contractor. 99.99999% of people will never approach their boss like this. They'll maybe ask for a raise without conviction. They'll be too scared to use the napkin. They won't do the homework to know how they ROI to the firm. Don't be most people. Here's the difference in pay between those who negotiate and those who don't over time. Yes, that's $2 million you're looking at. Now for the flip side, for the business owners like myself, who are maybe grumbling at me as I tell your employees how to squeeze more money out of you. The truth is that the cost for losing 55% of your people is not small. It can cost 6 to 9 months' salary to replace each employee who leaves. I know, I've been there. So if a person with $40,000 annually leaves, it'll cost between $20,000 and $30,000 in recruitment and training costs for a new employee. Now multiply that by half your team. I don't know about you, but most of my businesses are not ready for this, nor are they ready for the employees to come and renegotiate their pay. What to do? Well, in my businesses, we're moving to incentive alignment. That means you make X amount, but if you drive revenue or cut costs or outperform over your goals, you get more cash. So how can you create incentives that make people want to outperform you? Win-win. For instance, if we launch a product and it does well, I give my contractors and employees a percentage of it that is aligned with their help on the launch, i.e. if they bring in clients, they get a percent. If a video outperforms like crazy, they get a bonus. If they complete a customer interaction on time and on schedule, they get something. It does mean I pay my people more, but it also means they drive more revenue and feel like co-owners in the business, not employees. What a different world would it be if we all felt like owners, if we were compensated based on success? This is your opportunity to be one of the few who do that. Now, say you just want to invest in this space. How do you do it? Well, you skate where the puck is. These are three industries I've invested in that can benefit from the hostile winds of employment change. You tell me what you think. Let's think about this. If restaurants close down and long hours on your feet doesn't sound like fun, last mile companies like DoorDash or Uber might be interesting. DoorDash saw its revenue 3x in the latest quarter. Uber, as a business itself, isn't absolutely killing it, but Uber Eats has been growing faster than its ride-hailing business even pre-pandemic. So first we've got last mile. Then second, the side hustle game stays strong. Side hustles are the new rave. Etsy, NASDAQ listed, actually came down quite a bit in price over the last weeks. I don't like market timing, but if you think the side hustle trend will continue, it's an interesting play long term. They've more than quadrupled their growth over the last few years, and I'm not sure them underperforming because they've completely outperformed for a year is a reason not to buy. Shopify. They are killing it in the new normal. They account for 9% of US e-commerce sales. Them and Stripe, non-publicly traded, but that would be interesting if they were, are interesting plays in this world. Lastly, outsourcing is here to stay. So are platforms that connect companies to them, like Upwork. Upwork is also NASDAQ listed, and Upwork's seen its revenue steadily climb during the pandemic. Or Fiverr. Fiverr's seen its revenue go up 100%. And we continue to go back to these two platforms in my business. We are not alone, it seems. I imagine more companies like Deel and Bench, these are HR automation softwares, that automate things like accounting and payroll will be created as innovation solves the labor-seeking need. I wish I had invested in either one of those. Too long didn't read for the future. It's here already, my friends. Flexible positions, less interest in the U.S. and non-dynamic jobs, less interest in jobs without upside that are in person. As long as the music doesn't stop, neither will this trend. So question everything and adjust your pay accordingly.